Hello there, listener. I'm sitting on a coach on the way back to Luton. It's not normal that I'll record an audio boo while travelling, not least because I don't like to bother the passengers with my incessant nattering. 5 minutes of this is enough to put anybody who's sitting near me into a violent rage, despite the fact that we should, by law, be strapped in, so we should be okay. The driver's got his radio on, I'm right at the front, and nobody seems to have batted an eyelid yet. And this is my second attempt at recording because I started to burp halfway through. You don't need to know that. Anyway, if you're not interested in house buying and the like, this isn't the audio boo for you. This is a direct response to the Northern Blokes audio boo. Unfortunately, we can't really nest audio boos to see which one it's in reply to. And I'm sure there's a clever way of doing it, but at this stage, it's related. If you look for Northern Bloke, T_Northern Bloke, I think, on Audioboo. Oh, it's so hard to remember. You can hear the conversation. So, what to do? From what you were saying, Andy, the first house does sound like the one you talked about most. It's the more expensive one. It's the one that has more facilities around and about it. And as you said right at the end, if you're hoping to have children, ultimately, you know, as they say on the telly, location, 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 it really does matter where you are. My sister moved out to the most wonderful location in deepest Oxfordshire with her husband. And when she moved out there, she said, it's like being on holiday all day, every day. In fact, she lived in the same village as Tim Henman and could often be heard shouting, come on, Tim! Down the line. No, she didn't really. After a while, because her children used to go to the little school nearby, I think it was one of those very small schools which had a number of different years in all the time. There you go. It's a public service message. Where was I? Yes, she'd take the children to their school, and the rest of the time there was nothing to do. You had to drive to get to the supermarket, and although the views were lovely and it was a wonderful part of the countryside, well away from Didcot, it was just too boring for her. She's moved now to a small town, which is much more to her tastes. So it's all about lifestyle, it's all about the location. And it does really seem like the first house seems right for lifestyle. If it feels right, you know what I mean? It's the lifestyle choice thing. There are other matters. I don't know if you've exchanged on either of them, but obviously if you have exchanged on either of them already, you have exchanged a contract and there will be financial issues if you go back on it. I heard about completion, but I must have to listen back. The other important thing, of course, and this is critical, is the messing about factor. At this stage, from what I can understand, you're not in a position to make a decision, and that's a really frustrating situation. We've only sold one house, but it took us over a year to do it, and I'm thinking I've got friends who are having even bigger problems. When people mess you about, it's only when you actually exchange and know that you can exchange that you can rest easy, really. And in some respects, it's quite good to have a house in reserve, really, that's almost as good. So first choice, put it in, go for it, but do be mindful that it could still fall through, and it is incredibly frustrating when that happens. We all know that, and I would say pretty much, apart from Beth being ill, the house buying has been the most stressful part of my life because it stretches on and on. It can get, you can almost feel hopeless. And I wouldn't want to wish that on anybody. So, positive vibes. I hope whatever you decide, it goes smoothly. And I think, all in all, the practicalities of it, if it's somewhere you feel comfortable, and it sounds like the lounge is a great place to have parties and stuff. I'm not jealous. No, of course I'm not. I like my little place. But I wish you all the best, and I hope I've been at least a little bit of help. I'll record another audio boo shortly. Bye for now.